we don't have to wait and see, because they did. They
got somebody in custody. We may have to wait and see what they say about
welcome,
why.
Welcome to Cosmic Radio.
But it sounds like possible that the revolution has started in Wisconsin, starting with this Christmas parade. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's something I'm missing, but it's, I said I wasn't going to speak on the rumors. Y'all are repeating some of the stuff that, you know, that has come up. And I did tell you that the initial person who reached out to me said that they believe that this has to do with the verdict. And so I made an assumption of which side it would be from, but I don't know. Sounds like somebody, multiple people, and I don't know. That's
all right. And with that, I'd like to welcome you to Cosmic Radio. Give me that like, comment, that share, subscribe. We have some initial reaction to what I can only describe as terroristic events that happened out there last night in Wisconsin at that Christmas parade. If you grew up like me in a small town, I grew up in a small town of 35,000 people. These Christmas parades were just the light of our lives. We had a giant one. It'd go on for miles. It would last all night. It'd be hours. And it's really fucking sad to see them keep targeting these holidays. Last year, we saw the Nashville Christmas bombings, which was one of the very first videos we followed here on Cosmic Radio. If you guys go all the way back to the original Cosmic Radio channel, please drop a comment below. Let people know that you guys are still here watching. But man, like, it's really sick. And then the media has went out of the way to completely try to whitewash, I use that term ironically, the attacker's identity, right? If it's a white attacker, they drop the name right away. If it's a minority attacker, they sit on it for a couple days and wait for the news to come out. So it's pretty hot. 5 people are dead, at least over 40 injured. I heard 48 injured at the last count. And the vast majorities, if not all of the casualties, the fatalities so far are from 51 and older. There's a group called the Dancing Grannies where there's a bunch of elderly people dressed up in Christmas gear. They're dancing in the middle of the street when this maniac decided to go ahead and barge right through. Children also got hit. Over 20 children were injured. They canceled schools in the city that day. It's a crazy tragedy. There's a lot of breaking news. But to show you some more breaking reaction, we also have the President of the United States weighing in on the subject. So this, I'm hoping to be an episode on the America Unhinged podcast for you listeners out there. I've slacked a little bit this month, but the holidays are really close, you know. Let's go ahead and see what our corpse in chief had to say about this. Just letting it load up here. He's got a lot less dislikes today. That's good.
Before I begin, I want to comment on the tragedy that occurred last night during the holiday parade in Wisconsin. While we don't have all the facts and details yet, we know this morning that 5 families in Waukesha are facing fresh grief of a life without a loved one. At least 40 Americans are suffering from injuries, some of them in critical condition. And an entire community is struggling to cope with the horrific act of violence. Last night, the people of Waukesha were gathered to celebrate the start of a season of hope and togetherness and Thanksgiving. This morning, Jill and I and the entire Biden family, and I'm sure all of us, pray that that same spirit's going to embrace and lift up all the victims of this tragedy, bringing comfort to those recovering from the injuries and wrapping the families of those who died in the support of their community. We're all grateful for the extraordinary work of the first responders, from law enforcement to the emergency room doctors, who are working round the clock to deal with the terrible consequences of what happened last night. My administration is monitoring the situation very closely.
Thank you, Mr. President, for those wise words, and I'm glad you're giving us this fantastic leadership through this time. Holy moly, that's what we have to deal with for a response. Let's go ahead and get to an article, shall we? We'll get to some real news about this situation. We'll get back to some more footage that we will not want to see. It's going to be graphic after this. I just want to warn you, have a couple of graphic videos. But here's this article from the Gateway Pundit, Cassandra Fairbanks. Some of the reporters I really love are on this website. But let's go ahead and get to the heart of who this individual is, who the mainstream media has been trying to bury the last 2 days. So, alleged Waukesha suspect was recently released on bond, rapped about, quote, fuck Donald Trump and fuck pigs, unquote, lived in Milwaukee, launched attack in conservative Waukesha. So he traveled not across state lines, but city lines to go to Waukesha and cause trouble. Sounds like multiple people were killed and injured after a person driving an SUV plowed through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin on Sunday evening. There are also reports of gunshots being fired by police at the SUV. According to eyewitnesses, the terrorists mowed over several elderly women called, quote, the dancing grannies. Following the attack, the local police scanner captured the name of the suspect who left his ID in the vehicle. We'll go ahead and listen to this scanner audio right now.
10-4. Well, it's a Jarrell Brooks. That rings for anything.
Moving A-frame, I ran that subject. Moss found his ID in the car. He is suspended. Looks like he's at least 199 on the system.
Okay, that's who he's identifying himself as. Lighter skin, black male, dreadlocks, red shirt, blue, no shoes.
That right there is a scanner audio identifying him the night of. The media had access to this. Whether they were trying to hide it or not, I don't know. It seems like that they should have just go ahead and played this. This is obviously on a public app or website. Laura Loomer was able to get it. But here we go. The suspect, Darryl Brooks, is a sex offender. He has a long record. The alleged Waukesha car attack suspect, Darryl E. Brooks, currently has two open criminal cases against him. He posted bond for two felonies and three misdemeanors 2 days ago. He also posted bond for three felonies last March. So we see right here, second degree recklessly endangering safety, use of a dangerous weapon, second degree recklessly something. Man, let's see if I can find a... Okay, we'll just have to go to this tweet. We're going to have to exit this page, check out this tweet. For all my listeners out there, thank you for bearing with me, listening to me. Try to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you can also. Let's go ahead and see what he has to say here. All right, let's go ahead. I just want to get to these pictures on Twitter so I can read to you the charges for you listeners. So I told you about the second degree reckless endangering safety, use of a dangerous weapon. Another count again. Three possessed firearm convicted of a felon. That's the other charge. Let's see. What's this next page say? Here's another one. Resisting or obstructing an officer, bail jumping felony, second degree recklessly endangering safety, domestic abuse assessments, disorderly conduct, domestic abuse assessments, battery, domestic abuse assessments. These are all prior charges, by the way. These aren't all currently pending, but cash bond. He just got released on bond on those charges. Is that what I'm seeing here? Holy shmoly. It's turning into a disaster. Journalist Carol Markovitz confirmed his identity from his birth date. I can confirm, as I have his birthday, that this is the man in custody in Waukesha. So we already know it's Darryl Brooks, black male, late 30s. His social media under the name MathBoyFly was found by an intelligent investigator. I tried to find his YouTube so we could check it out today. No bueno, I couldn't find it. You can go ahead and check out this tweet right here, gatewaypundit.com. Go ahead and go to this page if you want to see what I'm seeing. Brooks is not a fan of Donald Trump or Scott Walker. So here's a red hat with him posting it on Twitter, MathBoyFly.
wired Kanye's jaw shut again. That's pretty mean. We love Kanye on this channel. As we reported earlier, Waukesha's very conservative area, Wisconsin. Trump won Waukesha in 2020 over Joe Biden, 59.6% to 38.8%. Brooks rapped about fuck Donald Trump and fuck pigs. Here's the alleged Waukesha killer, Daryl Brooks, a.k.a. Math Boy Fly, rapping fuck Donald Trump, fuck pigs, singing as an AK-47 like Malcolm X. So here's the audio only for you podcast listeners. I mean, you can see it on YouTube, but it doesn't do you any good to see it. So let's listen to this sweet song.
Commissary for every ghetto in America. I know they wait. This that fuck Donald Trump flow and whoever hated. This for the street.
Really aggressive. Like sorry if it's so loud.
This for the hood. Like it's in our blood. Like yeah, this for what?
He's trash.
Like let's get it. I got that AK-47 just like Malcolm, nigga. These devils try to take me down, bet they coming with them. Police is tripping, fuck around and be a shooting victim. I keep it on me, I kill one for show, I kill the witness. So fuck a pig and the judge, that's how I'ma live it. Man, we was asking for too long, now they gotta give it. And I got homies in the cells trying to fight
maybe the has a little bit of
minimum
potential.
Wage, ain't she changed? They still slaving
me. Okay. Like Kanye or something. Pretty aggressive, man. Anybody can be a rapper these days, apparently, on SoundCloud. I should start rapping. Well, here we're going to get to a point I'm going to talk about here shortly in about 5 or 10 minutes or so. Continuing on the Gateway Pundit. And then he drove to the Waukesha Christmas Parade and slaughtered innocent Americans. So from Cernovich, at Cernovich. Waukesha massacre suspect Daryl Edwards Brooks was released from Milwaukee County Jail, $1,000 bail, earlier this week. Here is Soros-affiliated Milwaukee District Attorney John Chisholm bragging about abolishing bail and congratulating other Soros DAs. So here's one tweet from him on ADA on pretrial detention reform. Quote, John Chisholm, we have really made a commitment to not keeping individuals held unnecessarily on cash bail in the Milwaukee County Jail, unquote. Here's the one right beneath this shared by Mike Cernovich. Congratulations to San Francisco District Attorney-elect at Chizabudin on a hard-fought and well-deserved win for prosecutorial reform. Look forward to working with DA Budin and reformers across the U.S. to forge. Letting the page load to forge what? Oh, so suspenseful, isn't it? If you're just listening. Like I said, thank you guys so much for bearing with me. To forge a justice system defined by fairness, equity, and proportionality. I'll reread that tweet. Oh my God, I can't talk. I'm sorry, people. Congratulations to San Francisco District Attorney-elect at Chizabudin on a hard-fought and well-deserved win for prosecutorial reform. I look forward to working with DA Budin and reformers across the U.S. to forge a justice system defined by fairness, equity, and proportionality. What's the next tweet that Mike Cernovich wants to highlight? Oh, just the charges again. Okay, I get that. I get that, bro. So from there, we're going to go to some visual footage. You're going to hear a little bit of audio here. We want to talk about the press conference today. There was an update, so we're going to listen to that. Then we're going to watch two videos immediately after that, but there's not going to be much audio other than what's in terms of what's happening on there. So if you're a podcast listener, you're just going to have to deal with that. Check out Cosmic Radio to see the visual. Then we'll continue the commentary shortly. Here's the update from today.
On Sunday, November 21st, 2021, a lone subject intentionally drove his maroon SUV through barricades into a crowd of people.
Wait a minute, I drive a maroon SUV.
Which resulted in killing 5 individuals and injuring 48 additional individuals. I just received information that two of the 48 are children and they're in critical condition. We have information that the suspect prior to the incident was involved in a domestic disturbance, which is just minutes prior. And the suspect left that scene just prior to our arrival to that domestic disturbance. When the suspect was driving through into the crowd, one officer did discharge his firearm and fired shots at the suspect to stop the threat. But due to the amount of people, had to stop did not fire any other additional shots. The officer is on administrative leave as part of the department protocol. No one was injured as a result of the officer firing discharging his firearm. The subject was taken into custody a short distance from the scene, and we are confident he acted alone. There's no evidence that this is a terrorist incident. Due to the wind yesterday, there was a power outage.
For real, bro.
To further complicate our emergency response.
No evidence of a terrorist incident.
I want to identify the victims that we know of at this time. And I say this with great sorrow. Virginia Sorensen, 79-year-old female. Leanna Owens, 71-year-old female. Tamara Durand, 52-year-old female.
So sad.
Jane Coolidge, 52-year-old female. Wilhelm Hospital, 81-year-old male. The suspect involved in this tragic incident is identified as Daryl E. Brooks, male, 39 years of age, who is a resident of the city of Milwaukee.
Now you know his name.
At this time, the Waukesha Police Department is referring 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide with additional charges based on the investigation, but those will come in time. There are many roads in downtown area were closed as investigators worked through the crime scene. Those roads have since been opened. I'll say this, minutes after an incident occurred, I responded to the scene, and what I saw out of chaos and tragedy was heroes. First responders and the community coming together and working together on triaging victims, the fire department, working in partnership with the fire department, getting these victims to the hospital. Fire department transported multiple victims. Chief Howard will talk about that. Officers picked up victims and put them in a squad and rushed them to the hospital. And citizens also picked up victims and rushed them to the hospital. There's also off-duty law enforcement, fire, and EMS personnel that were attending this event who immediately got involved and took part in saving lives.
Thanks for watching our YouTube channel.
So there we have the initial reports of the incident. Not the initial, the update today, right? So from there, we got a couple more videos. These videos are going to be graphic. These are pretty close up-hand footages. A couple of them are edited together, but I'm going to play 2 back-to-back. So the next 6 to 7 minutes, just be aware. Just zooms right past that toddler. It's from Reuters, this video. Just like anything you would see in small town America, with this guy.
Today's tragic incident occurred on November 21st. 2021 at 4:39 p.m. at Gasper Avenue and Main Street. The Waukesha Christmas Parade was taking place when a red SUV drove through the barricades westbound heading down Main Street.
I can't imagine anything more terrifying the confusion, just the mass confusion going on. Three sets of siblings were injured during
this. More than 20 individuals. Some of the individuals were children, and there were some fatalities as a result of this incident. We will not be releasing information on fatalities at this time while we are
working. I like this Webster sounding guy for some reason. He's kind of comforting.
We do not believe there's any shots that were fired from the vehicle. We believe that officers discharged a firearm to stop the vehicle. Because the vehicle went through the vehicle.
I heard back and forth on this, by the way. I still heard reports today that he was shooting. If you're not disclosing his motives, as they're putting across in text on here for your listeners, because he's motivated by this black nationalist ideology, I think. I think a little bit. Like, he's not a very well-versed subject in this, but he's just spouting the bullshit he's hearing in the media. And that's going to get me to this next video. We have another video of the coverage for you visual watchers out there. So, disclaimer here on this video. Don't forget, I warned you. From Free Actor, PH, Free Actor.
The City of Waukesha Fire Department and its partners in Mavis transported a total of 11 adults and 12 pediatric patients to 6 area hospitals. We do not have any specifics on the injuries at this time. All of the patients were transported.
This guy's just losing his shit, poor dude. I can just tell him trying to keep it together. Holy shit.
Yeah, there it is!
Oh my god.
Oh my god!
Here's some other edited in footage.
Yeah, we are in Wisconsin. Hear me? Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
That's the most graphic part. This little girl just dancing. Fuck. What a beautiful little town, too. I'm just gonna say it. Like, it looks gorgeous. Just shaking my head right now. And they take these days like Thanksgiving and Christmas because they know it's most powerful in our American culture and American lexicon. Like, don't you forget it. Thanksgiving is very much a Christian holiday. And everybody who fucking shits on Thanksgiving they don't understand it. Or they just hate Christianity. That's another possibility. But everything about Thanksgiving and Christmas is about thanks. And they're trying to subvert us during this season. Man, you saw it last year at the Nashville bombing. That didn't work. But this year, it seems to be a lot more of a motivation. This is going to tie into why I think every citizen should have a gun, by the way. Later. If we had good people having guns here that night, maybe somebody stops them before. Just maybe. Absolute insanity. It's making me a little bit upset. Getting me a little bit aggravated.
Yeah. I think it's to the left up here.
All right, that is the end of that right there. And I want to get you to one of my greater points tonight is that I don't know if you guys remember around the BLM protests, around George Floyd, Jacob Blake, a big phrase you kept hearing around, like just in the common lexicon, the common political ideology at the time was like, oh, we need bail system reform. We need criminal justice system reform. Bail is too much. Like, I can't believe people have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars to get out of jail when they're violent criminal offenders, right? In case you people don't know, that movement actually gained traction. Like, people actually, states actually started letting people out of the federal prisons and justifying prison overcrowding and also justifying racial social justice as for the reason why they're letting people out of jail on shorter and smaller bonds. And I got to tell you, you can see remnants of this very early on. This is August 29, 2019, a couple years ago. I want to share with you a couple articles here and a couple more videos. Wisconsin bail system could see reforms. Sounds great, right? Sounds like a really great idea. Jails across Wisconsin are overcrowded, and it is partly because there are huge populations of inmates who remain locked up because they can't afford bail. Some of the criminal justice system say that bail amounts need to be addressed. The system burns the poor. Defense attorney Peter Rotter of Wausau told USA Today Network reporter Karen Madden, if you can't come up with $250 to $500, you can't get a lawyer and just sit there. I want to repeat this. Quote, if you can't come up with $250 to $500, you can't get a lawyer and you just sit there, unquote. Really, man? You're talking about $250 to $500? Holy smokes. Next paragraph. Even the lowest cash bails are out of the price range for indigent inmates, Rotter told USA Today. Meanwhile, as they rot away in jail, they often lose their apartments, jobs, and even their personal belongings. And all this can happen well before a judge or jury has had the opportunity to decide if the person is guilty or innocent. According to a 2019 report from Measures for Justice, a national group that tracks incarceration statistics, one-third of all county inmates in Wisconsin from 2019 to 2013 locked up because they couldn't pay low cash bail. The report says that there are 41,000 inmates in Wisconsin currently, and 13,000 of them are in county jails. The problem is that people without money can sit in jail for weeks on charges as minor as stealing a small item from a store, while those with wealth can pay for the release after they've been accused of heinous offenses, Representative Evan Goyka said. Goyka has tried to get state leaders to reform cash bail practices by proposing that judges be required to review their decision to order a payment in cases where a defendant is unable to come up with the money. Cash bail is not necessarily based on case evidence. The presiding judge sets bail based on the charges and whatever information, usually limited, is available during a bail hearing. Proponents of reform are exploring the use of electronic monitoring, day reporting, or other means to keep track of defendants while they're waiting to stand trial. Even under this system, they would have measures to make sure the most dangerous offenders with a high chance of flight reoffense would not be let out. Tell me if you guys don't think this is goofy yet. We're going to go ahead and check out this video here for you. I'm going to go ahead and share this video and break this up a little bit different than what I thought. I'm going to share the article after this. But this is a really awesome podcast you should check out. The Podcast of the Lotus Eaters, for an English perspective, like an English libertarian perspective on American politics. Sargon of Akkad, a.k.a. Carl Benjamin, who's been banned off of YouTube, banned off of Twitter. He's been demonetized off of Patreon. He's the OG in cancellation, but he has a great podcast he's figured out, and we're going to listen to his take on the Waukesha Mukasha events. I love this guy. So
in the
wake
of the Kyle Rittenhouse acquittal, there has been a Black Lives Matter truck of peace attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin. So not far, something like 50 miles away from Kenosha. And it's very early days. This only happened last night. But it does appear that the person involved was politically motivated and seemed to harbor a hatred of white people. He followed the news cycle, so he bought into the news cycle lies. And it seems that it's a product of that. But again, all up in the air because it's all very new, so it may be subject to change. But from the information we have at the moment, as you can see, a car plowed through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, and as many as 30 people are reportedly injured. And you can see the car. Look at the little girl there dancing, right? She doesn't get hit, of course. Nothing. We're not going to show anything, but you can see the car right by it. She could have been easily hit. Like this is, it's a family event that's going on here. It's like really wholesome community stuff, and some lunatic has come in. So we can go to the next one. He had a parade filled with families, young people, children engaged in the Christmas parade. Again, it's another, like, more children, just people doing...
Yeah, like toddlers.
Some of you guys are fans of Carl Benjamin or know
it's
of him.
It's awful, right? If we go to the next one, you can see this one. They drive through a bunch of barriers, and they're firing rifles out. If you want to turn the audio on this, you can hear the gunshots, John.
So, like, the dude's got a gun in the car?
Yes. So you can hear them firing from the car. Apparently, the bystanders. No, it's not. It's not. I watched it. The things are not timed. But anyway, so we're going to a local news report. Go to the next one. So there are multiple people dead and several injured after an FTV drove through this holiday parade. More than 20 people, including children, were taken to 6 area hospitals. Authorities did not indicate the exact number of deaths, but I think we actually have that now. According to a statement from the Milwaukee Archdiocese, one of their Catholic priests, as well as multiple parishioners, and Catholic school children are among the injured, and the person of interest is in custody. If we can go to the next one, we've got a bit more information. Around 4:39 p.m., an SUV went through a barricade at Gaspar Avenue and Main Street and then headed to barrel into the crowd that gathered there for the parade. According to the Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson, at least 11 adults and 12 children have been injured. The city of Milwaukee apparently has a Twitter account, but it's not verified, so I don't know if it's theirs or not. We go to the next one. At this time, we can confirm 5 people are deceased and over 40 injured. These numbers may change as they collect additional information. But as I said, they've got the person of interest, and we can see the pictures of the SUV. That's pretty significant damage.
What, did they ram it into a building?
No, rammed it. That's what happens when you go through a crowd of people.
That's just from the people?
Yes. People are quite heavy and they hit a lot of people, like 40 people or something.
Yeesh.
So, yeah. So who was this person who's imitating ISIS tactics? Who is it? Well, it's a chap called Daryl E. Brooks, a black male in his late 30s who is the suspect in custody in Waukesha. According to his court history, he was released from jail 2 days ago after posting a $1,000 bail for 3 misdemeanors and 2 felonies. He is a career criminal. And remember that Kyle Rittenhouse's bail was $2 million. It was paid for by the MyPillow guy, heroically. But anyway, more details of him emerge. We can get to the next one. He has 2 open criminal cases against him at the moment. He posted bond for 2 felonies and misdemeanors. He did the same thing for 3 felonies.
John Smith March, on YouTube also a registered
sex offender.
Remember the chief of PD in Waukesha PD states. Is a diversity hire.
He was being
has taken a knee like for BLM.
Oh, yeah. Is that true, John Smith? Resisting or obstructing an officer, bail jumping, second degree reckless endangering safety, disorderly conduct, battery, domestic abuse.
It's not a surprise.
Jesus Christ.
He's a total piece of ass.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, typical Black Lives Matter supporter. He's also a sex offender. Child trafficker, incidentally. Go to the next one. Here's a video of him admitting that he was pimping out a 16-year-old, and his defense was, well, I didn't know she was 16. Right, so it would have been fine if she was 18.
The pimping's her. Fine?
Yes. Mm. Yes, the pimping isn't the problem. It's the fact that
by the way, is that really your name, know. John Smith? Yeah, or is that like an anonymous name? Right?
His social media handle was MathBoyFly, and as you can see, like loads and loads of mugshots of this guy. career criminal, has been doing this for years.
Just with response, and people there's making lots threats and the lots
of this particular thread has got lots of information. He seems to have been a black nationalist. And stuff like that. Posting Malcolm X quotes about Africa becoming a world power before it, until Africa becomes world power, the black man won't be respected. It's like,
yeah,
Obama's just like, yeah, so if only Africa were world power, I'd be respected. He posts, you know, calling the police.
One day.
Post stuff calling the police a gang, as you can see, you know, F America KKKR, stuff like this. Loads and loads of just radical leftist stuff. Supporting Colin Kaepernick. Can we get that the second one down up where you can see it properly? This is from the next one, sorry. So he's like, you know, complaining about Colin Kaepernick being erased from a resolution recognizing Black History Month. If we go to the next one. the next image on that slide. Yeah. The previous one, sorry, the one before it.
Mera KKK.
Where he's like, you know, he's complaining about, like, you know, Colin Kaepernick says the time for revolution in the wake of George Floyd's death. And he's like, yeah, dat.
Okay.
Couldn't take any responsibility for this radicalization, Colin. And you have
that
been saying lies,
no math been
racialized all over
that's
the place,
it up
trying to incite a revolution, at. Apparently. And this guy's like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Let me get my keys.
Yeah. Anyway, going to the next one. See Lou. Yeah, loads of very political memes. If we can get these up just so you can see what's going on. So Jeremy Corbyn had to apologize for posting this image.
Yeah, so this is considered an anti-Semitic meme. And Jeremy Corbyn had to apologize.
Oh, I like this meme, actually. It's a good meme.
Well.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've shared that meme.
So America is the home of the stolen and land of the stolen and home of the slave.
So you see the United States.
Yep. Go to the next one.
What lead you to doing?
Of course, he's posting about George Floyd.
Yes. The man who
yep.
didn't die of overdose of drugs.
Yep. Next one. And, of course, police are never held accountable for anything, and white people can just kill black people at will. He definitely supported Black Lives Matter in the most embarrassing fashion, frankly. You can go to the next one, John.
What the fuck?
It's a BLM watermelon.
Oh, that was the best.
Oh, no.
BLM watermelon post.
Like, you remember when, David Guetta or whoever the hell it was, played a remix on the top of a building in New York, and they had like Martin Luther King's speech playing throughout it, and he called it like the BLM anthem or something. And it was the cringiest thing. It's just this white guy is talking like, yeah, I want you guys to remember,
Malcolm X said himself the greatest threat to the black man was the white liberal. And you see it right here when they've taken possession of people that call themselves black nationalists and strong black men, where they're gangsters and they're sex offenders, they pimp children, and they post a picture of themselves with the fucking BLM watermelon. That's like why I hate this racial critical race theory look at everything in American life. I just hate it.
If a white guy had done this,
it would be called racist.
He would be depersoned.
Yeah, it would be called very racist. But no, it's a black chap posting the BLM watermelon. And
he's got the BLM Kool-Aid as well.
Like, yeah. And he, of course, supports the Black Panthers, because why wouldn't you?
By the way, they were kind of awesome.
I love the myths about ancient Kemet and the black nationalist
just bastardize our history
circles. They're hilarious and totally false.
Yeah.
There's nothing that they say about Egypt. Kemet means Egypt. And there's nothing about it that's true.
Have you seen the inscriptions from the Egyptians describing the different peoples of the world?
No, I haven't.
There's a wonderful hieroglyph in which they've got like the Assyrians, the Libyans, and then themselves, and then they've got the Sudanese, and you can see how they see the Sudanese as black and themselves as kind of brown.
Hmm.
And it's like, yeah, well, that's enough.
Yeah.
So this black nationalist pantomime.
Yes, Egypt is not full
Subscribe
of black people.
Subscribe if you are not, full of Middle Smith.
Again,
first
like
time
most of the
chat.
Slaves are from West Africa as well.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys are so far away from this. It's like me claiming to be, I don't know, like Iranian or something.
Yeah, but my favorite thing that he'd posted was this next one about Hitler. Do you want to get that up, Joe? Get it up. It's
can
gold.
We read it?
Yeah, we can read it.
This chap had an opinion.
Like, so what this is a false quote that's attributed to Hitler, but it's strangely romantic.
Right.
Where Adolf Hitler's like, no. The Jews are evil, obviously, but the real Jews, who've been kidnapped by the evil Americans,
oh,
the blacks. And so Adolf Hitler was pro-black.
And he's our guy. He says BLM's yeah. for.
Hitler knew who the
People
real Jews
so
were.
In trouble. Right?
And this is a prophecy right that's being ascribed to Hitler, that basically when people find out that the blacks are the real Jews, then the world will fall into the hands of Satan and World War III will begin.
What?
It's Hitler talking to a soldier, apparently. The soldier asked, America has stolen the Jews of God, his jewelry, the Negroes. They are the true Hebrews. What a foolish move and a direct challenge to God. Hitler was just a pious man, you see, a pious Black Lives Matter activist.
According to Math Boy Fly.
Yeah.
I'm going to run to the restroom. I'll be right back in less than a minute, but yeah. You guys will what? Know who yeah. I'm watching.
He probably was a fan of Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah.
Let's be fair. Mm. So, you know, anti-Semitic Hebrew nationalist, Israelite nationalist. And of course, this means that he hates white people. There are lots of these posts, but here's a good example of one. We go to the next one, John. Just loads of his posts. One of them was, you know, let's knock out white people. Let's do, you know, if you can get those pictures up so you can see the content of them.
You can find these endlessly online if you just search up the term white person or white people.
Yeah, exactly. We start knocking out white people. Some more Ebonics that I can't really read. But knock them out.
Knock them the F out.
Yeah.
Period. Exclamation. Yeah. Sorry. Middle finger. Angry face.
And so, yeah, just lots of this kind of stuff on his social media presence. So he appears to be a black nationalist terrorist. And this coming directly in the wake of the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict that has been totally misrepresented as white supremacy by the media and the entire left-wing movement at this point, seems that this is a consequence of that, I would guess. But again, I can't prove that. However, it just looks that way. And it seems too closely timed to be a coincidence.
It's not beyond the... it wouldn't be the first. Either.
No, it certainly wouldn't be the first.
I mean, you remember the Dallas shooter,
yeah, exactly.
Being the most famous one of BLM,
yes.
In which that was the thing that sort of killed
that
BLM.
That was ridiculous.
You look at the shots, yes. You know, yeah. Where they fall out of popularity, yeah. Is right after a guy who supports them and is a African nationalist or black nationalist goes up with a rifle and just starts shooting cops.
Yep.
Because he's like, well, you know, that's the thing to do, isn't it?
That's what the media is telling me to do.
Yes. Otherwise, I'm Broadway trying to enable white supremacist society.
And this guy seems to be of the same mold.
If you enjoyed that segment from the podcast,
all right, that's the Lotus Eaters, man. Carl Benjamin and his multiple British sidekicks dropping some serious knowledge on a lot of this. But let's go ahead and go back to the. I'll tell you about the DAs and George Soros and all that shit. And this one's a bit more of a colored commentary on it. There's a bit more of a strong opinion on this. It doesn't necessarily respect mine, but I definitely kind of start to agree with them. I want to read this article and go back to some videos. Soros-funded Washington DA bragged about bail reform before releasing Waukesha Christmas Parade terrorist who plowed into children. That was from Today by Constitutional Nobody on the USSA News. George Soros is the world's leading funder of terrorism, state terrorism. He's been banned from 6 countries. We should start a movement to ban him here. Bad for America. We should join other nations in banning the evil Soros. That's a quote. Instead, he's a hero to the Democrat Party. George Soros is one of the world's largest funder of terrorism. There's a tweet from Atlas Shrugs from Cernovich. Waukesha massacre suspect Daryl Edwards Brooks was released from Milwaukee County Jail $1,000 bail earlier this week. Here's Soros-affiliated Milwaukee District Attorney John Chisholm bragging about botching bail and congratulating other Soros DAs. I think we talked about that earlier. Here is the rest of the article by Richard Moorhead, Big League Politics. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm bragged about eliminating cash bail in the county, a policy decision many have criticized following revelations surrounding the criminal history of arrested Waukesha suspect Daryl E. Brooks. Brooks had been released from Milwaukee County Jail just 2 days before the ramming attack at a Christmas parade. The career criminal is already facing charges of being in possession of a weapon as a convicted felon, already possessing felony sex crimes, strangulation assault, and drug convictions. Brooks had proved capable of leaving jail at little more than $1,000 bond, an astonishingly low price for a career criminal with a plethora of violent convictions. District Attorney Chisholm had bragged of his staunch refusal to keep charged criminals in jail, instituting a policy of bail abolition as Milwaukee's prosecutor. Globalist oligarch George Soros has donated thousands of dollars to the Democrat prosecutor, one of many agents the City of Serpent has acted to enthrone in powerful but often overlooked county and municipal offices. Chisholm hails the pro-crime policies enacted by his fellow Soros-puppeteered prosecutors in major U.S. cities on his Twitter feed. Most Americans would see it as an outrage for a career criminal and sex offender to escape jail while facing felony charges for a mere bond of $1,000, with Brooks all but assured a much higher bond in a jurisdiction with same criminal justice policies. And right here, I want to take a quick aside. Tomorrow night, we are going to talk about the Crystal Kizer case in relation to the Kyle Rittenhouse case. These cases are all in Milwaukee, or not in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, by the way. But we'll also talk about Andrew Coffey, who's a black male that is in the process of being exonerated of most, if not all, of the charges in this case where he fired upon the police and was charged with the murder of his girlfriend, for which the police murdered her, but were trying to pin it on him. So I want to tell you how Rittenhouse's case directly pertains to this kind of thing. Whenever you see prosecutors and DAs and state officials all across the country just letting criminals out on the street on as little as $500 to $1,000 bail, like career felons, and it's a result of political pressure due to this BLM movement and due to these racial riots, all the protests we've seen during COVID, you guys better want some fucking firearms. You guys better go get some guns. If you guys are asking for this, if you guys want the police to fund it, you want the state to fund it, you better go fund yourself and get your own weapons and protect yourself, because the state is going to make this argument time and time again. I'm going to say the prisons are too full. We don't have enough people to work. Unemployment's low. So we're going to make a whole fucking thing about us letting out prisoners because we can't afford to house them as being a racial justice kind of thing. They're going to use it to wreak havoc across the country. They're going to use it to manipulate us, to take away our gun rights and other things that they can't predict, other liberties that we have, the state doesn't have. And it's just going to keep going on forever and ever, people. Like, this is why the Rittenhouse case is so important. This is why Andrew Coffey is so important. By the way, he's facing one more gun charge that we really need to go out there and support him about. Crystal Kizer, her case was shadier than Rittenhouse's. She might have went there to set that dude up and rob him. But the fact that she was there, there's questions about the case. There's plenty of reasonable doubt. She was armed with a gun, but she said she was assaulted during that, and she had evidence that she was assaulted. There's reasonable doubt, so I think she should be acquitted. The Second Amendment should be reigning right now, but so many people are just scared of the Rittenhouse thing, and there's a lot of mistrust going on in the media. I want to showcase tonight Maj Teray from Black Guns Matter. We have a video from him right here. That's about a 13-minute long video here. Maj Teray and Kyle Rittenhouse. I want to see when he made this. He might have made it recently or right away. 2 days ago.
Kyle Rittenhouse's verdict was as it should be. It's literally video footage of the entire scenario. What happened in the scenario was a young man decides to be in a community that he works in, that he has activities in, his community. He then decides to say, I want to protect this community from the people that were there to riot. We're not talking about people protesting actual injustice. We're literally talking about rioting. And in doing so, he decides to be armed, not only with a firearm, AR, but also medical kits. This video of him cleaning the community up after riots days prior. He went there and some dudes fucked around and found out.
The reality is, if Kyle Rittenhouse would have been guilty,
they fucked around and they found out.
You have the right to defend your life from angry mobs, even when you're running away three times from those mobs. So I think that the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict was justified. Anything else would have been a travesty of justice. When you study and pay attention to the plays, you know, when you play professional sports, the team that you're going against knows every single play that y'all are going to run. They watch tape on you. The opposing team watches tape on your entire player career. When you watch tape on how the opposition or media works, you're not surprised, nor should anybody be, that they would utilize this white teenager shooting pedophiles, one guy convicted of sexually assaulting five young boys, and other people that were trying to assault and or kill him with a firearm. You wouldn't be surprised that media would somehow make that about him being a white supremacist and not self-defense as it is. If you're paying attention to the play that media run, this is not a new play. There's a finite amount of plays in this media's playbook. The problem is most people have short attention spans if they even read or if they even pay attention to certain things. So since they aren't paying attention, the plays continue to work. There was nothing new that this media did or said that I would think was surprising. The audacity that somebody that's new to the game could be looked at as surprising because it's so backwards. Now, certain outlets, more left-leaning outlets, backpedaling and trying to bring up the actual facts of the case that they failed to report the entire time that this trial and everything was going on. That's the part that's funny to me and watching it, but this ain't the first time. They always backpedal. Big Pharma backpedals, the Department of Justice backpedal. Corrupt portions of America will backpedal, and corporate portions of America will backpedal when you pin them in a corner. The problem is most Americans are not putting them in the corner. And now that we're starting to see that change, hence why we're seeing those media outlets backpedal. Not because they're actually implementing journalistic integrity, but because they just don't want to catch a lawsuit. So the people that say this wouldn't have been an outcome if Kyle Rittenhouse would have been, I don't know, Quadir Rittenhouse, if he would have been melanated, it would have been differently. The same day that this verdict came out, Andrew Coffey had a more extreme situation. He was also exonerated. He used his firearm in self-defense against law enforcement, trying to execute a raid on his house, basically. Grazed two police officers. His girlfriend, you know, unfortunately lost her life in that exchange, but he was found not guilty. He happened to be melanated. Tupac shot two off-duty police officers in Atlanta that were accosting him, and he didn't go to jail for that. Stand your ground laws.
Tupac. In
America, melanated beings benefit from standing their ground in self-defense against violent attacks.
It happens.
Any other ethnic group in America. The people that say that are repeating the script. They're repeating the same script that mass
love this guy.
That says, oh, you're a victim. You have to, this wouldn't work for you. This also does not justify the injustice that has happened in America. Let's be fucking clear about it. This isn't a space where we're saying, oh, America's perfect. No, gun control, in essence, was started because of the imperfections and inequalities that exist systemically in America. Two things can be true at once. But the people that say that don't know the data. Nick Irving, the most accomplished sniper in American history. He writes a bunch of books. A few years ago, a guy tried to steal from him. He pulled his firearm and held him there until the police came. He's still alive. So the people that say those statements, they find joy or some sort of power in their victimhood and presenting that narrative. To be stronger takes more responsibility. Those people don't want to be responsible for themselves. Those are the people that visually see themselves as the person with the firearm presented on them, not the person with the firearm defending life. And it's, I understand why.
Could empower yourselves,
blue check friends keep repeating the same dumb shit. A bunch of blue checks and so-called liberal.
Empower yourselves. Trust yourself to be a protector.
17-year-old with all of the information that is out there that CNN actually reported the facts later on, still pushing this narrative, still saying he traveled across state lines with a gun. Not true. His parents didn't know what he was, where he was at. Not true. They're still pushing this agenda. So I understand why a lot of people that look to them for leadership when they're not leaders, I understand how it's easy to get tricked by that matrix, and that's what happens. So those people that say that are victims of their own lack of research, their own lack of objectivity, their own willingness to maintain this thought process of if you're black with a firearm, you can't possibly be the person defending life. Those people
you can be
weak-minded currently. Our job is to make
them we all can be
stronger, but I understand completely why they rest in that force.
We can be heroes. I personally
know multiple melanated beings
just one day.
Firearms. Some of them were lethal force. I know these people. I can call them on the phone. The mainstream media is more powerful with a voice because they have a lot of networks, a lot of outlets to express the thought process. So the reason why we see a lot of Americans listen to these so-called trusted sources over than the people that they may be able to reach out and touch is because that same reason. They've been positioned as trusted sources, when in reality, they have no interest, either through lack of intelligence and serious cowardice, or they're just deliberately manipulating a whole entire group of people. There is resources to be had and money to be made and ignorance around Black people. If Black people start empowering themselves, a lot of this other money going to start shifting back into those same communities. So I understand why people may not be aware of Mike Waller, who's used his firearm coming back from training to defend life and protect his son's life, who was with him when someone pulled a firearm on him. That person did not go to jail. That person lived, meaning Mike lived. We have these examples all over the place, but in those spaces, Mike may not want to be on Front Street saying he had to take another life. What blue checks and these so-called fake-ass trusted sources will do is position themselves as if they're trying to speak for Black people, when in reality, they're speaking for white liberals who want to make Black people.
Where are you from, John Smith? He said he just had a Danish.
Our job is to highlight those cases respectfully.
For my audio listeners.
Stand your ground laws benefit Black Americans more than any other ethnic group in America at this current time. We got to continue to highlight. To the people that will present, because I am in alignment with this Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, they may say, well, your Black guns matter. You guys are educating urban America, Black Americans, all melanated beings primarily, on the right to keep their natural right to keep and bear arms. They somehow see this as a conflict because they're looking at it through the lens of anything other.
Oh shit, man. Prayers for you guys out there in Kenosha.
Kyle Rittenhouse wants to be a police officer.
There's you guys eat Danishes at night?
Police officer. He may enact some of the same unconstitutional laws or mandates or statutes that he's just found himself a victim of. 10 years from now, he may be a person trying to tell somebody what gun they shouldn't have on them. That's a reality of someone that wants to become law enforcement in this nation as it currently stands.
Man, the Rittenhouse interview might be on the internet by the time this is over.
That young man used a firearm, a Black gun.
After a bowl. Okay, I see. That's when you eat a Danish.
If that precedent maintains itself, which it should, because the supreme law of the land is the Second Amendment, Black Americans benefit from that as well. Whatever I have to use to overturn the racist practice of gun control, and when the precedents are set, I don't care about the person. I don't care about their future. I care more about, did they use a firearm to defend themselves when life was in imminent danger? That's it. The person that can't see through the fog that Hollywood presents isn't really well read enough or studied enough to understand where I'm coming from in the first place. Can't, nor do I want to change their mind in that way around that. I'll have a different conversation with that person about something else. They have the right to disagree with me. My position of the Second Amendment being a human right for all beings to keep and bear arms.
That's key. It's a human right. It's
supported by a jury of peers that decided using the law and the Constitution that Kyle Rittenhouse should go home to his family. If I'm in Chicago, as I am a lot of times doing firearms classes, I carry a firearm in Chicago. I am not licensed to carry in Chicago. Licenses are infringements on my human rights. And if I have to defend life with those same people say, Maj shouldn't have been in Chicago trying to help his community. And Maj, because he was in Chicago with a firearm, he forfeited his right to defend his life. Because he didn't have a FOID card. He didn't have a license to carry in Chicago. Those people have to ask themselves that. Because what we support is the precedent that's going to be set. The precedent that I want upheld is any human of any background, age group, demographic, has a human and natural right to defend their life and other lives in times of imminent and immediate danger. Period. Flat out. This Kyle Rittenhouse trial, verdict, and a host of other things tie into our overall goal at Black Guns Matter. That goal being the preservation of the people to keep and bear arms and defend themselves, not just from rapists and weirdos and pedophiles, but the government. The government. Kyle Rittenhouse just wasn't the only thing on trial. That young man wasn't the only person on trial. What was being under the microscope was the way that America views their right to keep and bear arms. This all ties in together. I've never said I only want Black people to have the means to defend themselves. I want everyone to. The problem is the Black community has been the target of the racist practice of gun control. So if I have to highlight a scenario that showcases just like this person has the means to defend himself, just like Tupac did, just like I wish Nipsey Hussle would have been able to.
R.I.P. Nipsey.
And anyone that wants to support that, they know where our GoFundMe link is.
All right, that's Maj Touré, very eloquent speaker and founder of Black Guns Matter. I love that guy. Every time I get a chance to watch him, he has a couple of shooting videos too online. He fucks around with Rogan and Kolya Noir. Kolya Noir is another guy you should really check out if you guys are into guns. But just to keep hammering this home, before we get to some Andy Ngo interview he did, this is from the postmillennial.com and a press organization he's affiliated with. In case you guys think the abolishing bail and letting criminals out right now agenda is fake, this is today. This just came out today, the same time all this chaos is happening in Kenosha and Waukesha, and like felons are on the street, felons are everywhere. Four felons attacked Kyle Rittenhouse tonight or that night. Another one attacked everybody last night. What's going on in Wisconsin, man? For Christ's sakes. Here's the headline. AOC pushes for bail reform. On same day, Daryl Brooks is charged for killing five people while out on bail. We have grave concerns that excessive bail amounts are leading to unnecessary pretrial detention and contributing to a humanitarian crisis. That's AOC. The often outspoken representative from New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, with them big old titties, decided to publicize her calls for further bail reform in the New York City court system a day after a career criminal is alleged to have killed five people and injured dozens more in the Waukesha car attack. Here's her statement right here on Twitter. I'll just read it. Today, we sent a letter with Representative Maloney and at Representative Raskia to New York City's five district attorneys requesting information on excessive bail in the New York City court system. When prosecutors seek excessive cash bail, it results in increased rates of incarceration, particularly for low-income defendants. We have grave concerns that excessive bail amounts are leading to unnecessary pretrial detention and contributing to a humanitarian crisis in New York City's jail system, particularly on Rikers Island, unquote. The time of writing, AOC has made no mention of the Waukesha tragedy on either her professional or personal Twitter accounts. However, she did have time to react to the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict back on Friday. Daryl Brooks faces five counts of intentional homicide after driving through a crowd of people at Waukesha City's annual Christmas parade. As reported earlier today, suspect Daryl Brooks Jr. earlier this month was released on bail by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. He had been arrested over a situation in which a woman told police that Brooks, quote, purposefully ran her over with his vehicle. The charges included bail jumping, resisting a police officer, second degree reckless endangerment of safety, alongside disorderly conduct and battery. There's just more and more on here, right? We can keep going with this forever. What is this last little bit I have on here? There's some kind of thing I have here on Twitter. I'm going to see what this is before I get back to the YouTube video. See if there's anything worth noting. I have a bookmark here of something. I want to see if I need to show it now or later. Oh, yeah, perfect. This is from Ian Miles Chong at stillgray.substack.com. So Representative Rashida Tlaib defends her bill to release all federal prisons of inmates. You cannot make this up. This is on Axios on HBO. This is from Twitter. He tweeted this not too long ago.
The BREATHE Act proposes emptying federal detention facilities within 10 years. To what extent have you wrestled with any potential downsides of releasing into society every single person who's currently in a federal prison?
Yeah, I think that everyone's like, oh my God, we're going to just release everybody. But did you see
how many people are
mentally ill that are in prison right now?
What I'm trying to understand is your proposal is so sweeping. It does release everyone.
Think about it. Who are releasing?
But there are like human traffickers.
Oh, I know.
Child sex.
But what I'm saying is look at who's in prison now.
I know. There's a Unabomber. Oh, this is a great edit. Sakurai's Musasi. Boston Marathon, Dylan Roof. Oh, this is a great edit. Oh, that was so funny. I appreciate that shit 100%. That was such a funny fucking... All right, we got a couple more videos. Andy No, press is gaslighting us about the Rittenhouse trial, I think.
One interesting BLM riots. Kenosha police BLM officer riots. Brittany Bray delivered testimony that directly contradicted Gage Grosskreutz's
Buck
claim
Sexton and Andy
that Kyle
No.
Rittenhouse re-racked his AR-15 before he decided to throw himself at Rittenhouse. Joining me now is independent journalist Andy No. You can follow and support his work at andy-no.com. That's N-G-O, andy-no.com. Andy, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Buck.
Andy, you're someone who, while not a lawyer or prosecutor, very familiar from your work in journalism with the BLM riots, with the activists, including the criminal activists of the left. And so the backdrop to these shootings is something you know quite well. What have you seen? What stands out to you about the Rittenhouse trial, this self-defense trial, as it's been playing out so far?
So even before Rittenhouse took the stand in the courtroom, it was fascinating to me, although unsurprising, that the press had continually trying to gaslight us into what the context is in Kenosha that time last year, in August 2020. We're seeing over and over that the protests were described as racial justice protests and that it was somehow the shooting was an anomaly. When I've been trying to highlight, particularly through my social media, last year they had days of violent chaos in the city of Kenosha. People, marauding gangs of people involving Antifa and other extremists and other opportunists going around, setting truck vehicles, properties on fires, people just walking around with bats and smashing up windows and lights and breaking into property at will. And there was no law enforcement. That was truly a chaotic and like an experiment in anarchy. It was in that context that you had these people who vigilantes or whatever you want to describe them coming in and trying to defend property from being set on fire again. And that is a context that's not being, in my view, accurately represented in a lot of the press coverage leading up to the trial and now ongoing.
Annie, all three of the men shot by Rittenhouse, two fatally and one wounded, had criminal rap sheets. Joseph Rosenbaum was a convicted child rapist. Gage Grosskreutz had a prior gun offense. Anthony Huber was a repeat domestic violence abuser. How common is it for these Antifa left-wing types to have a pattern of criminality in their past?
More often than not, you'll see that they have a history of crime. I think it's helpful to understand the criminal history of some of these people who were shot and killed by Rittenhouse because it demonstrates, and you could actually see in the video that was recorded of the shootings of these people who were, in my view, it looks like they were carrying out, trying to carry an assault or in the process of carrying an assault on the team. So I think
Kenosha PD are absolute pussies.
Criminal histories relating to violence and abuse and legal possession of weapons or unlawful possessions of weapons. I think that's all actually relevant for the trial.
Andy, I wanted to switch topics a little bit here. We were talking about obviously Kenosha where there were BLM riots and then the Rittenhouse trial, which is still going on, which occurred during, or rather the shooting that the trial is based on, occurred during that period. But BLM is still a political movement. And here in New York City, a BLM co-founder essentially threatened the city of New York to New York City Mayor-elect Eric Adams. Here is BLM leader Hank Newsom saying that fire, riots, and bloodshed will happen.
I would say bring a motherfucker
to deal with crime. Let's watch this.
If they think that they're going to go back to the old ways of policing, then we are going to take to the streets again.
Poison bombs and flamethrowers? What?
There will be fire and there will be bloodshed. But there's no way that we're going to let some Gestapo come in here and harm our people. Right? We pray for peace, but black opportunities prepares for the worst. We have people in city council who can create problems for him. We have people in the street who can create problems for this administration by shutting it down.
Shutting it down. Riots, fire, and bloodshed. That's BLM leader Hawk Newsom.
It's so crazy, John
In
Smith.
Response to a mayor who's got a crime, or would be soon to be mayor, who's got a crime surge to handle. Andy, I think a lot of people see this and say, what is BLM exactly supposed to do that's good for anybody?
You know, I wish I could say I was surprised by this man's statements, which seems to promise bloodshed and violence in his own words. But we saw over and over left-wing activists, those who were put in front of televisions and seen as role models, promising violence, for example, if Trump had won the election in 2020, promising violence if police weren't defunded, et cetera, et cetera. This is kind of the... This is a go-to now. If they don't get their way, they promise violence, and quite often they actually carry out those acts of violence. I think what's telling is the silence from the establishment left. You know, this is a problem on their side, and it's a problem for them to address. The fact that they are silent, I think, speaks to their complacency and complicity, I should say, in this political radicalism.
Andy, always appreciate your expertise. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We're wrapping up here tonight. We're hitting the end of the America Unhinged podcast on Cosmic Radio. This will be a podcast on Spotify.
A spiritual battle, folks.
Sorry. Starting a little bit early here. Yeah. Just trying to mute my next video. But if you have made it this far, please consider hitting that like button, that subscribe button. Make sure you share it. Check out the America Unhinged podcast. You see the logo in the top right corner. It's on Spotify, Deezer, podcastindex.org. It's on Buzzsprout. Check out my buymeacoffee.com/cosmicradio. That's where you can support the show and donate and help me try to upgrade. I'm almost hitting my year anniversary. So when I get back from my Thanksgiving vacation, we're going to have a one-year anniversary special. It might be like early December because it's going to be the Critical Race Theory episode. That's going to be the one-year anniversary thing. We'll delve into the whole American history of it. And it's going to be pretty awesome. But I'm glad I got this far. I have two YouTube channels, by the way, across them both. I'm nearing 200 subscribers. So just check out the podcast, help that grow. That's only a couple months old, so you can still get in early on that. Next, we have Jesse Lee Peterson talking about No Love Left in America in the aftermath of the Waukesha tragedy. I really like this guy, and he's really influential. After this, I'll sign off.
A spiritual battle. And unfortunately, this should not be happening, period, but it's the blacks who are leading the way to destruction. There was a... over on this weekend, there was a Christmas parade in Wisconsin somewhere. And somewhere,
by the way, he's pretty controversial.
And it's been,
I like mainly what he has to say about God, but he has some other things. I'm not sure.
Heard, killing five, I think, and wounding 40 or so. Five dead, according to Fox, five dead and 40 wounded. He just drove through it like Allahu Akbar people. He just drove through it. And this guy has a criminal record longer than my arm. And I'm not surprised that these things are happening. because so much anger is being pushed, blaming others. And then they're telling people you could be high and dry and whatever, right? And when you highlight that, you do some crazy things. Pot and all that mess. So black people leading the way to destruction.
It's kind of silly.
Y'all need to be saying this, and we need to bring back the cops and arrest these people, because a lot of innocent people are being hurt by these folks. Their businesses are being destroyed and everything. So you got
to
police or the blacks and
he doesn't really South filter Africa
in America. It's the dumbest thing I ever seen.
I've heard a lot of that talk lately.
Not all. But most black people have no love. I'm not making this up. Look around you. Some guy by the name of Dara Brooks in Wisconsin, person of interest. Black. You black. And also, here's some more black terrorism that happened in our country. This is from Fox. What do you think would this story would be if white people were doing these things?
Look how already solid it was with the man. Was
the Capitol thing was such doing a self-defense, deal, right?
Right.
One little incident. And every day we have major incidents of terrorism in America by the blacks. I want to tell you that they're black. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Black people are created for destruction, not for good, but for evil.
Controversial take.
They took over there. And the white people,
obviously,
South Africa is a mess. And the whites are being killed, robbed, and raped in their own homes in some cases.
Dude, it's really bad in South Africa.
Here's another example. This is from Fox. About 80 looters in ski mask, Ramshack, in northern location outside of San Francisco. In a scene described by witnesses as insane and like something out of a movie. Watch this. Look at the black.
That's insane! What's going on?
Begin with a warning from Walnut Creek Police that the Bay Area could be in for more mass robberies tonight. Now, this afternoon, police tweeted out they have intelligence that the group of thieves who ransacked the Broadway Plaza Nordstrom are considering similar activity later today. And the Louis Vuitton store was practically wiped clean on Friday. The thieves leaving behind bare shelves and broken glass. Police are pledging to block off roads around Union Square to make it more difficult to thieves so they can't drive right up to the storefronts.
Amazing. The blacks are driving right up to the storefront. And in this first case that we played, the one in San Francisco, they blocked off the road by parking their cars right in front of the place. And just run a shop. And just think about it. These people are stealing stuff, things. It ain't about racism. They're stealing stuff. Like wild animals. And they are in our animal nature. A fallen state, like an animal. This is what animals do.
We're all hitting that like animals retrograde, no, I think, what JLP's talking about. It's not just black people. It's all people. It's Mexicans and whites right now.
At work.
He mainly talks about his own community.
And there's no shame. You don't hear any other so-called black leadership denouncing that.
As well, I promise you.
They want the blacks to be creating chaos in the country so they can steal your rights away
from
you.
They want us to do it too.
And bring in communism, socialism. You heard them chanting. They're in Chicago. We want a communist revolution. You guys, you people are sitting back being quiet about this. You deserve what you got, really. At some point, you got to deal with life. You shouldn't be living the whole life as a coward. white men found it and created the greatest country on this side of heaven. Those men were brave men. They were tough. They didn't let anything get in their way. And you're just sitting back letting these people destroy your country. Where's the appreciation? That's why we have White History Month, to remind you of those men.
That's July, that baby.
Created the greatest country. Why are you just sitting back and letting some thug people that don't care about anything destroy it? All under this phony idea of racism. And they're chanting, we want a communist revolution. And they're just running in the store, stealing, coming out on camera, have the nice cars parked there. Where did they steal those cars? What the? ABC is reporting that at least five people were killed and more than 40 injured on Sunday when a car plowed into a Christmas parade in Wisconsin. Watch this.
There's like seven injured that way. There's so many down there.
Overnight, a holiday horror in Wisconsin.
Maroon Ford escapes his blue vehicle heading into the parade route.
According to officials, at least five people were killed and more than 40 others injured when a red SUV plowed into Waukesha, Wisconsin's Christmas parade. The speeding vehicle, seen on camera, barreling past crowds and marchers before slamming into a high school band and other groups. The horrifying moment caught on camera from a neighbor's balcony, and witnesses say the driver didn't stop there. Panic also caught on camera in the aftermath, lawn chairs and possessions left behind, people screaming for their loved ones. The SUV plunging into the crowd at 4:39 p.m., striking dozens of people.
It just struck me afterwards, in the aftermath of everything, just how you have so many people who are there just to spread joy and cheer and be positive, and it just changes everything in an instant.
Amazing. So Fox reported that some guy by the name of Brooks, at first, they were calling him the person of interest, right? And so apparently, and he was black. I don't think one person was surprised by that, because when the reporters were not saying the color of the guy, you knew he was not white. There you go.
It's funny how it turns out, huh, in the media, criminal record, this new George Soros revolution,
the Empire State Building,
just fomenting hate.
Amazing. It's going to get worse, white people. You're not going to be able to do anything because you're letting these people call for a communist revolution. You're letting it happen. It's been building up over the years. And you've done nothing about it. Amazing. And don't forget to like, follow.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and wind it down this evening. Really deep things to think about right there. We got to think about how far we're willing to let this country burn. At a certain point in this country, we are so diverse. We have such a racial diaspora that it's always going to be easy to play the racial card in this country. That's what critical race theory is all about. It's what cultural Marxism is all about. It's what Marxism has all been about. You break down all societal structures to where all you have is the state to tell you what's right. So tomorrow night, we're going to go ahead, talk about a couple of other cases out there in Wisconsin. It's such a Wisconsin heavy 2 to 3 weeks on my show, and I live out in New Mexico. There's so many constitutional issues at play. There's so many different things. We're going to talk about Andrew Coffey a little bit tomorrow. We'll rehash the Rittenhouse case a tiny bit, but not too much. I'll keep working on my critical race theory episode for when I get back from my Thanksgiving and keep doing some deep research on that. But if you haven't yet, subscribe to Cosmic Radio, subscribe to America Unhinged, hit those reminder bells when I create the shows, and I'll see you next time. Love you guys. Hasta luego.